This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here with the trick to online corporate prosperity. Eyeballs. Getting people to click on, tweet, share, Facebook, or whatever it is that one does, the content in question. It's not like that's a secret, but the way it plays out in reality isn't always pretty. From the Wealth and Poverty Desk, Marketplace's Noel King has the story of a website called World Star Hip Hop, which might be a little bit graphic for some of you.
A few months ago, my friend Brian said, "You've got to see this video on World Star Hip Hop. A guy tells his kid brother, the cops are coming for you."
Tell everybody you're sorry.
Sorry.
Look at the...
World Star has mostly music videos, but there are also some that show people, mostly African American, fighting, yelling, acting crazy. I meet World Star Hip Hop's founder, Lee Q. Odine, at the Peninsula Hotel in Beverly Hills. He's getting over the flu.
Can I get a fresh squeezed orange juice and a bottle of Fiji water?
Orange juice here costs $7.
Yeah, I love coming here. So secluded, but yet, you know, it's one of my favorite hotels in the country.
Q tells his story like it's the American dream. Poor kid from Hollis, Queens, single mother, high school dropout. Now he's got a gold Rolex and a cross with so many diamonds, I don't know how his neck holds it up. All because he saw an opportunity.
Well, yeah, when YouTube signed with Google, just figured this is the future. I knew with the camera phones coming out, now everyone's can be a cameraman, director.
So he took a middling website that was mostly hip-hop music, and he added videos, like this one, where a Cleveland bus driver punches a passenger in the face. That was a World Star exclusive. A fan sent it to the site. It has almost 18 million views. Q won't tell me how much World Star is worth or how many people work for him. The company has no offices, but it attracts advertisers like Fiber One, Bloomingdale's, and Walmart.
Advertisers were afraid of us because we were kind of risque. You know, we had girls in thongs and fights, and not till later on, they said, well, the site is too big and we just don't have to work with them.
Q's sales manager says the site makes most of its money from hip-hop artists who pay up to $4,000 a day to reach millions of eyeballs. WorldStar gets more traffic than MTV.com. Q's critics say the viral videos make African Americans look bad. He says you can see the same videos on YouTube. Why blame him?
It's very easy to point your fingers at me. I wear my hat to the back. I have diamond necklaces. If I had a different attire, if I was someone else, a different ethnic, and I wore button-ups, they wouldn't really look down on me, you know?
I don't mean this facetiously, but, you know, I have quite a nose for finding racism when other people seem to not see it, but I can't really give him this one.
Tricia Rose directs the Center for the Study of Race and Ethnicity in America at Brown University. She says World Star is part of a pop culture industry that turns antics into gold with no context and no sensitivity.
This type of images and understandings of young African Americans are profitable, so the industry wants more people to display these ways of being to make more money. So World Star displays these ways of being to get more eyeballs, so the industry watches World Star. So, you see where I'm going?
I see where she's going. So I call my friend Brian, who showed me the video of the two brothers. He's on World Star every day, partly for news.
If Obama makes a speech, if there's a situation in Egypt, if there's a banking crisis, it's going to make World Star.
And partly because he's from a rough neighborhood in Detroit, but lives overseas now. He says the videos, even the ugly ones, remind him of home.
It's like I'm in the barbershop.
Brian says the site shows his world, like it was and like it is. And he can't look away. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.